Don't worry, I'm not going to give you a long list of sponsorships and things that you need to buy. Instead, I'm just going to explain. What we do is we teach baking as lifestyle medicine. This is an evidence-based approach to baking, eating, and sharing bread that improves the gut microbiome and mental health. So let's just get straight into this podcast.
They're very unforgiving, the Naples style pizza. And one of the reasons I think they're unforgiving is because if you are off on anything, especially the margarita, it shows.
Yeah.
I don't think that they leave any room for anything that is less than good ingredients and good technique.
Right. And as simple as it is, it takes a lot of practice and craft to be able to execute it on a regular basis. Anybody can make a great pizza once, but can you do it over and over and over again every day, you know, for customers? That's the game. And it's become, you know, kind of a benchmark. I'd say the Naples style is a benchmark for pizza. That's the foundational pizza that eventually came to the United States and spread throughout Europe.
Peter, come back to this in 1 second. Wait. I want to do one other comparison before you move back to the US. Roman style. I worked, I think, 3 times with Gabriel Bonci. So I'm quite familiar with Bonci's pizzas. They are amazing, especially as they tend to be more pan, what you call pan pizzas.
Yes.
They tend to be square cut. And then they're baked and then they're dressed afterwards with fresh ingredients afterwards, which is kind of different. They're not that the ingredients are not cooked in the oven. They're added mostly afterwards.
Yes. And it's almost more like a focaccia than it is than a pizza, as we commonly understand pizza. It's thicker. It's baked in a pan. And what Bonci did, along with a few other people, was to really elevate the quality of the dough. So that it wasn't just a plain focaccia dough or, you know, a pizza dough. It was a dough that he put a lot of thought into. It was organic flour, you know, from having worked with him.
Yeah, he's very, very connected to the farmers. He's passionate about connecting to ethical ingredients. And he has got, I mean, he's a very generous and delightful man who is... you know, he walks down the street and people turn their heads, but he's also very much connected to the farmers and the millers. So I've traveled with Bonci and you're right. He elevated it to, said he was like the Michelangelo of pizza in Rome. So I was very grateful.
Whenever somebody is known for having elevated anything, you know, then there's something, they're obviously doing something right and different. Mm. And so there are thousands of people making pizzas and many of them are doing a great job, but there's a few that break from the pack and they sort of like, they're the ones that people reference when they're talking about, you know, trying to make something as good as so-and-so. Mm. So like in Naples too, you know, there's Franco Pepe, who, you know, is kind of the, right now, the reigning superstar of the Naples style pizza, but they're all basically humble bakers at heart. And they love what they're doing and they have a vision for what they're doing. And I think Bonci does as well. So the Roman style, that type of Roman style has its own, it's a category of its own and other people are following it. But in terms of like comparisons, it's closer to a focaccia than it is to a pizza. If we think of pizza as a Naples thing and focaccia as a Genoa, Northern Italy thing, focaccia is the thicker, you know, pan stuff. Then the Roman style of Bonci is sort of taking the focaccia style, but pushing it. You know,
he refined it. It's not that thick. It's actually quite fine, the dough underneath.
It's light.
It's more, you know. I have had several different pizzas in Rome, but his is got a fineness to it.
Well, yeah. You say he refined the process.
Yeah, refined. Yeah. Okay. So now you can leap back. Across to the US. Go on. Go.
I was going to say that what happens is that these names that we give things. You know, why do we call his Roman style pizza? Well, maybe because he's from Rome and he's baking in Rome. But is that the style of Rome's? Is that the way Roman pizza has been for the last 100 years? No. When I was in Rome 30 years ago, what was called Roman style pizza there was basically a thinner crusted Neapolitan pizza. It was a very thin, it was thinner than Naples and it was crisper, but it wasn't like what Bongi was doing. And so these are just terms that people use. And I think that sometimes can get in the way, but it also helps you get your mind around it. So in the United States, we've got a lot of different regions, and I think this is probably going to be true in other countries as well. You've got all these different regions and they all have their own little regional local styles and customs that become popular there. And if they get really popular to where people take notice of it, they'll might even make a pilgrimage to get to that place, you know, and get that particular style of
pizza pilgrimage. Pizza. I love it.
I really hope you've enjoyed listening to this. If the idea of prescribing baking as lifestyle medicine as an evidence-based approach to your patients to help them improve their physical and mental health through the bread that they bake, eat and share every day appeals to you, then go to thesourdoughschool.com and learn how you can prescribe or teach this as part of your own practice. If you have just fallen in love with the whole concept and you just want to learn to do this for yourself and your family, you can self-prescribe at thesourdoughclub.com. I look forward to seeing you in some of our live sessions.